everybody. Good evening. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're going to be doing some healings this evening. So, just for the newcomers online, the Creation Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years, and it's here for the ascension process to help people get into their bodies and to do special healings with them. And the teachings of the Lightship is the same that Jesus taught 2,000 years ago, which mainly boils down to go within, connect to the divinity inside of yourself. Don't go outside of yourself to have illusion kind of carry you away to energies that are not proper for you. So anyway, this is the whole process of the Lightship, is to help you with the ascension process. So we're going to ask Sylvia to come on. She's been with me for a while now. She's a wonderful co-host. And are you there, Sylvia?
I am. Hopefully our line is all good tonight, and I can stay on without getting bumped off. Can
I'm
you
sure
hear me?
It will be.
Okay, great. So hello to you, and a very warm hello to everyone that's listening tonight. And we want you to know that we are here live tonight, and that there will be a Creation Lightship healing session during tonight's broadcast, so please settle in and get comfy and get ready for a beautiful night of healings with Ron and the Light Being Doctors from the Creation Lightship. And also, I'm sure we'll be doing a water charging session tonight, which Ron will describe, I'm sure, to you as he does it. So if you haven't already got a glass of water handy, this would be a great time to get one ready. And I think tonight we'll be continuing our discussion about the Creation Lightship and the upcoming Universal Shift, also known as the Ascension, which Ron was just talking about. And we'll be talking about, you know, the new Earth that the Earth Spirit is preparing right now for life in the eighth dimensional reality, and what each person who wants to make that shift along with the Earth needs to be doing to get themselves ready for that. And, of course, during the whole hour, Ron will be doing healings with the Light Being Doctors, so you're in for a really wonderful treat with that. And I'll just say one more thing before we get started, which is that we would love to hear from anyone tonight with a question or a healing experience that they would like to share. So please just give us a call on the late night line that's listed on your BBS radio homepage. If you have a question for Ron, we would just love to hear from you tonight during the first half hour of the show before we head up to the Lightship for healing. So, Ron, anything you'd like to say more about the Creation Lightship and the Ascension process before we get into the healings?
Yeah, the Lightship comes every 2,000 years to get rid of the densities, the negativity that's across the universe. Creation created creation, and free will, you know, went the way that it did. And what happens is the dark side, which was not created by the light, kind of crept in very heavily on the planet Earth here. And this is soulless beings that are outside of our, say, planetary or even dimensional realm that we're in. And they just come in and try to take our emotional energy from us. I won't say try to take, they do take our emotional energy from us. And at that point, you know, this energy of mind control, et cetera, just kind of sidetracks us. So the whole thing is to go inside and connect to your own divinity, your own spirit and your heart. And this is kind of what it's all about. All the teachings of all the different masters will basically tell you that. A lot of the religions here were based in duality, which was the Galactic Federation's job to keep it in 100% spiritual integrity and light, and they somehow got infiltrated, causing a problem. So now we're in a duality mode, and that's just the way it is. So the Lightship is working with the Federation minute by minute, working with them to get into the light. And when they are in the complete light, then the planet will change instantly, regardless if we're in the universal shift time or not. So it's up to them to help us out. And what happens here with us is the tornadoes and the bad weather patterns and the hurricanes and, you know, the naturally mind control that we have the problems that we're having, I'd say with all the governments, if you wanted to pick on them. I don't normally do that. That's not my forte. But, you know, there is a lot of domination there. And since the Federation created their spiritual hierarchy, which another way of saying it is the pecking order, and then from there you could even say that, why do they have a hierarchy of light? Light should be light. It should all be 100% light. And so since they, what they're really saying is that they have more light someplace than others, so they're dealing with darkness and more light. So where we are right now is about 35% light, 65% darkness. So this is why you probably realize that the planet is the way it is. And it will be getting better, but just kind of hang in there. But the main thing is to get into your body. And most people are out of their bodies, and that's very bad because you can pick up entities. So we're going to do an entity clearing right now. So again, just sit back and relax. Like I said, there's nothing for you to do. These are the divine beings from the creation light ship doing this for you. All you have to do is show up. And there's no processing, again, on your part. So we're going to do an entity clearing now. This will take about 5 minutes, so kind of sit back and relax. If you want, you can scroll down, click on Creation Light Ship on Friday night here, and scroll down just a little ways. You're going to see the times and then see the little flower that's kind of blinking. Then you see a beautiful light beam there. It should be charging water for us here. And that'll probably happen in about 10 minutes here. So just get your glass of water ready. And we're still doing some entity release. And this is called, in the New Age metaphysics, we'll say, soul retrieval is the buzzword for that. So, and there's other names for it also. But basically, we're taking away entities out of you. Remember, if you're not home, who is? And we can have hundreds, if not thousands, of entities in us. Remember, each time you have a trauma or some kind of situation, parts of your spirit leaves you. So this is why we get so diluted out. And it's up to yourself to bring your spirit back to you. I'm going to help you do this, but I won't get you at 100% because there's no way that I really can. I can help you out along the path here.
I have a question, if I might.
You need to be able to.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
Are you right?
Who's this?
This is Don.
Don. Hi, Don.
Hi. This is a question along those lines because I love this topic. I'm glad you got to this. I do a lot of kind of moving in and out of my body at various stages, to hovering over my house or, you know, various places. You know, I kind of have fun with it. But I do notice a lot of entities around, and I don't feel threatened or in any way. No, I can't say that's true. There have been the nights where you feel very off and you feel threatened. You don't know why, but you do, and you know, and things feel differently, the energy, and you feel that it's something other than, you know, in a physical type of an energy, more of an etheric. But is that dangerous?
Well, that's what I'm getting to. Your body, it is.
Is that easy for them to do, or?
Well, what happens when you manually go out of your body, like in meditation? You see, when you go to sleep at night, your spirit has certain vibrational codes that will actually seal the body, so nothing can come into the body as far as entities.
Interesting. That makes
sense
too.
So once that happens, okay, because your spirit is doing this automatically.
Yeah.
But if you go out of your body or astral travel, then at that point, you may not have all those codes because you're taking your force of will and wanting to go traveling.
Right.
And at that point, you can collect entities and they can come into your body. So, you know, what I think you're also talking about is that when you're out of your body, you are seeing maybe other life forms in the spirit realm, maybe around your location. Is that correct?
No. When I that's only happened a couple times in pretty extreme meditations. But normally it would be like All right. I'd be sitting on my bed in a pyramidal shape. I forget what they call that. You know, with your legs crossed. It's usually how I meditate. I tend to find it most comfortable. And as I sit there and meditate, sometimes I'll move around, or I'll move to mountains or places above, or see planes, or move through the clouds a bit and try to get the focus of it and try to understand it. And when I come back, I'll be sitting there and I'll look around and the room will be so fuzzy. I mean, fuzzy. You know you saw that wall. It's perfectly clear. You're looking at it now and it's absolutely fuzzy. And then shapes and shadows start to form on the walls. And not on the walls, but you know, you can see the energy in motion. I don't know if many people can. I just happen to be able to see that in vivid detail. And so I don't know. I mean, is that... I never thought of this. I mean, now I'd have to think, would those be entities maybe I'm bringing to me? Or maybe... or are they just there?
Well, I just worked with a gentleman... a few days ago here, and I was doing a workshop at the New Life Expo, and I did an entity release on him, along with other ship healings. But I believe the last part that I did before we broke was entity releases, like we do here on this show. And he came up to me and he says, "Boy, my God, I can actually see colors now." All that happened to me, all I saw was gray.
Amazing. Amazing.
And so what happened was he probably had an entity, or we'll say more than one, that maybe had an eyesight problem. I'm just, you know, trying to visualize or give an explanation for what I saw. And maybe these...
That's
these,
interesting.
These are sunglasses, okay?
Yeah.
Remember, they take with them their habits of their other lifetimes.
Right, right.
Yeah, their body habits. Maybe they thought they're like John Belushi, you know, with the sunglasses on, you know? And so when they come into you, they're going to dull your vision.
Yes. You know, so see, that makes sense.
You,
yeah.
But I'm just giving you a suggestion. So all of a sudden, he could see colors. And he was completely blown away because he thought he had an eye problem. Okay? And so
right.
What happened was he got cleared out. I do know that when I do entity releases with people, their eyes become more transparent. And you can just look in the mirror and you can see more light or more depth in your eyes.
So it's probably a good idea to do it every once in a while.
Yeah.
So.
But ask your spirit to seal your body.
Yes.
Ask to protect your body before you go out, and maybe it will do that for you.
Yes.
As opposed to having your, you know, your waking consciousness, say, or, you know, your ego self, or whatever word you want to use,
yeah.
Or, you know, go out and do this, because you're using energies and doing things. It'd be like, you know, maybe giving like a child, you know, the keys to your car, you know.
Right, right. Well, I'm still not good at it. That's just it. I'm just, you know, I think we're all having fun nowadays with these, with the changes of energies or the earth vibratory energies. And it, I don't know, you know, I mean, I guess it's not too wise to dabble too much, maybe.
No, I wouldn't go out too far.
Yeah. I've done that once, and it took me about 4 months to get over it. I was just devastated by the shock that occurred.
I went to an event, and this young man came over, and he wasn't too old, maybe 17 probably, and he was
right.
A heavy pot smoker. And it looked like he probably smoked pot since he was probably about 10. You
10,
know?
Yeah.
And his eyes are completely glossed over, and he came over to my booth, and he says, "Can you help me? I lost myself." And he was crying, and I said, "Yeah, I can get you into your body." So I'd actually go out and find his spirit fragment.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
And put him back together again, yeah.
I've heard people tell me stories of doing that sort of a work, a healing work.
Yeah, so he just went out too much. Remember, your spirit leaves you in physical pain, okay? It leaves you in anger.
Right.
It leaves you in depression. Anything that's not you know, a pure energy of love and light is going to leave you. It'll leave you when you get, if you get drunk. It'll leave you if you take hard drugs. Anything that alters your mind, let's put it
right.
That way. You know, and at that point, it's out of you. And did it seal your body at the time when it left? Probably not, because it had to leave too quickly.
Right.
one way to get into your body, if you're just concerned, am I in my body or not, is just give yourself a light pinch. Because the light pinch, in fact, just pinch yourself lightly, maybe about 5 or 6 times. You're going to find that all of a sudden you have more awareness.
Yes.
Okay?
I know what you're saying.
Now, what's happening is your body's putting out this call that something's happening to it, and it could be dangerous. You know, maybe the pinch is the predecessor of maybe having your hand squashed or something.
Right, right.
Okay. So your spirit's there to protect your body, to heal your body. So it'll come back to you as much as it can to see what the heck's going on with you. And then at that point, you're in your body more, and you have a higher consciousness.
Right. I understand.
Okay, so,
well, that's... Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to sit back and enjoy the clearing now.
Okay. That,
thank you. I appreciate it.
So we'll continue on here. So what I'm doing is just releasing entities out of your body. They can come into your body. They can come into your consciousness. So let's just explain that a little bit here. So they can come into the body on the inside of you. So we'll say that you have a torn muscle and it hurts. Well, entities can come to that torn muscle because they may have a torn muscle themselves from doing their body hopping or for what they died from. Okay, so entities are emotional bodies, and emotional bodies are mainly trauma, and they collect trauma. So they're going to come to you for a healing. Now, naturally, we don't know that they're here to have a healing because we're not even aware of them, okay? So if you have a torn muscle in your leg, you can collect thousands of these things coming to you for help. Now, after you don't heal them instantly because you have this torn muscle, then they're going to say, "Shall I move around inside this body because it kind of seems familiar?" And they could either be male or female. Makes no difference. And then all of a sudden, they may want to try to own your body or share your body with your spirit. Now, because you're an emotional energy, remember, when you have meditation, they normally tell you to listen for that small, still voice inside of you. That small, still voice is probably like 1% of what your emotional body is, okay? Because it's like yelling at you. Where your spirit is very meek and mild, and a love energy, it's not going to hit you over the head, okay? And so, all of a sudden, these things will start to take over your body like a marionette and do what they want to do. So all of a sudden, maybe you're just a regular person, and you decide to go out and buy cigars and smoke cigars, okay? Or maybe you get a this may sound kind of weird, this is kind of coming to me, but maybe you're a straight person, and you decide to dress like a drag queen or something, you know? Just weird things happen with people. And so that's the entity wanting to portray their past lifestyle on you because they found a body to work in. And they have to live on your spirit energy in your body. So without a spirit in the body, they're not going to go into you. They're not going to go into a body without a spirit because you're the gasoline for them. You're their life force energy. So when they stay in you, at that point, they can bring you their addictions. Remember, they go to more than one body, and they can leave instantly, and they'll take on the same name as yours. So, you know, like if you see John, you know, what John are you talking to? You know, there might be a million Johns in that body. You know, it's like a slot machine. When you pull the handle down, who's going to come up? And so that's kind of how I see entities. So you want to get yourself cleaned out. So we just got through getting rid of all the entities that we could at this moment. And now we're going to bring back your spirit fragments. So this is parts of you that left from the trauma and fear. Like I said, they leave from pain. They leave physical pain, emotional pain. They leave, you know, when you're intoxicated. Anything that deals with your mind not being fully conscious, because they have to be conscious with you. If you numb your mind out, they're gone. You know, and why would they want to be with you when you're not conscious? So, and then they may not want to come back. So we're bringing them back to you, and we have to heal them because they have the imprinting of the emotional body. So the emotional body imprints into the physical body, and it also imprints into your spirit body. So your spirit body will look just like you. If you have a broken big toe, it has a broken big toe. And so does your emotional body. So we have to heal your spirit first for any type of healing to occur with your body. So now we're going to bring your spirit more into your body now. So again, just sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. Your spirit knows how to come into your body. Normally, I would say they come in through the crown chakra, but it could come into your heart, too. It's whatever it's used to doing. So I'll count to 10, and at that point, you'll feel a little more dense, because as you're home more, your body will feel a little heavier. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do the same procedure again here. Just clearing away entities out of you. And it feels like the listening audience is probably, as I'm scanning everybody here, I'd say you're probably 42-45% on your bodies. And that's very, very good. I commend all of you for being that far. Maybe you had one or two of my shows that you listened to. So it's good because you will start to hold it, okay? And as you start holding these frequencies, then at that point you're going to feel more and more, you know, whole. And once you, until you can get over 50% of your body, you're going to probably feel lost. You're going to want to keep searching and searching and searching. And when you get like 51%, you're going to sense that you have a mission here, possibly, or you're going to feel just more comfortable in your body. And because of the traumas that the spirits experienced, normally you won't come in through your legs. So what we're going to do now is call back more of you, then I'm going to run you up through your legs here backwards so you can have some leg energy for healing. Remember, your spirit's here to be the conduit for healing for you. So count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'd say you're probably all at least 50%, 55% in your body. So what we're going to do now is a little exercise. Instead of coming in through the top of your head, I'm going to put you in through your feet. And it'll go like feet, ankles, knees, hips, and we'll go out of your body again in the same process. You're going to feel your legs probably tingle. So here we go. We're coming out of your body and coming right back in again. And going in through your feet and up to your knees and waist and shoulders. Now you're out and coming in through your feet again. And out and in 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 and out. And in and out and in and out and in and out and in and out, in and out and in and out, in and out and in and out and in. There. So you should feel a little more solid in your body. And like I said, you may feel your legs tingle, maybe your feet will tingle. And the tingling just means that you're getting healing energy to that part of your body. So whenever you have a healing, if you have tingles, that's a good sign. So we're going to do another little healing here for you. What I'm going to do is put you in your body backwards. So I like doing this because it shows you what it's like to have a crash landing and have your spirit in backwards. And this is kind of neat to watch people as I do this here. So what we're going to do is take you out of your body. This is if you want to do this or not. I'm going to put you in your body backwards so your eyes are like on the back of your head. And you'll notice that you won't have any psychic ability looking forward. It'll be very little, maybe 20%, but you're going to have a lot of ability behind you without turning your head around. So here we go, coming out and ask your spirit to turn around 180 and come back in again, and now you're in. So I feel a little strange. I do feel like the energy behind the back side of my head goes out about 8 feet and the front maybe about 2 feet. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
Backwards.
Backwards, okay.
Energy is all on my back.
Yeah, all on your backside, okay. We'll take you out again and turn you around properly and put you back in again. And this will take about a minute or so to have your spirit reintegrate with you. So if you have like a headache or you don't feel kind of right, it'll eventually here within a very short time change. We're going to do it one more time. What I'm going to do is put you in so that you're facing to the right. And so, again, just sit back here. And I'm doing this so you can understand what it's like to be in your body wrong. So when you do go get into your body wrong someday, you can go, aha, I can now ask my spirit to come out of my body and come in properly. That's the reason why I'm doing this, so you can understand. So here we go, coming out of your body again, and you can be facing 90 degrees to the right. And coming back in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, there. So again, you should feel like you're looking to the right. And how do you feel, Sylvia?
I almost feel like I'm going to tip over to the right.
Okay,
you know, like energy on the right side of my body than on the left.
Yeah. So we'll take you out again and put you in properly. There we go. Now you're in properly. Again, it'll take just a short time to have your spirit reintegrate. Everyone has to redo all of its spiritual connections to your whole parts, all the parts of your body. So it's doing that right now. And the fun part is I'll put you in so that your head's by your feet. And I'll put you in so that your head's pointing backwards. This will be a really good experience for you. And this is what happens when you have a crash landing. You're in bed sleeping, you're completely knocked out, and all of a sudden the alarm clock goes off, and your body gets really startled, and your spirit's out there having a great time, you know, in the spirit realm, because it sealed your body before it left you when you're sleeping. There's no reason to be with you when you're sleeping, because it can't look out of your eyes because you're sleeping. So all of a sudden the alarm clock goes off, and your body starts to move because it starts to get ready to throw the alarm clock, you know, against the wall because you're really tired, you know, and you want to start to wake up. And your spirit goes, oh, my God, I got to be back in this body. And it jumps in as any way it can into your body to help protect your body because your body got startled. So here we go. Coming out, turning yourself around. You're going to do a nosedive straight down, and your eyes will be pointing backwards. Here we go. So you should feel like your head's down by your feet, looking on the ground behind you. It's probably a very uncomfortable feeling. Some people even have the sensation of smelling the dirt on the ground, like you have your nose right to the carpet or something. So, how do you feel, Sylvia? I'll take you out first. I won't allow you to talk this way. So I'll take you out and turn you around properly and put you back in again. There now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now you're in perfect.
Yeah, that was funny. It was like having all the blood rush from your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you ever wake up someday or feel that way, you know that you're in your body improperly. And some people are in their body for years improperly, so that's why I'm doing this for you, so you can at least know that. So what we're going to do now is a water charging. So again, if you haven't already scrolled down the monitor screen, do that. Look at this beautiful light thing that's there. And get your glass of water ready. You're going to want to hold it with both hands. And we're now going to start to activate the beautiful light beam. And we do this on every show now to give you some nice divine water. This is, in a sense, holy water, if you want to use that terminology just for you. And just drink it. Normally it goes down really quick. And so we're activating here right now. And it may taste different. So she's saying she'll start to change colors. It's doing it right now, she's saying, but about 10 seconds she'll be more integrated here. And now she's integrated. So in the next half a minute, you're going to start seeing her actually change a little bit. You may see her lift up the monitor screen slightly, become more three-dimensional. She normally always has a lot of white light coming out of her eyes. There we go. And how's she looking on your end there, Sylvia?
Starting to come alive.
Yep, coming alive. This is a live photograph.
It's really remarkable. I never get tired of that experience because it really is just so amazing.
Yeah. I did this to the people at the expo here in New York, and I'll get a big crowd around me as they watch the photos change, and people don't know what to think about it. You know, they watch it and they're kind of amazed. It's really nice to have a younger person who can see more. You know, to have a, like maybe an 8 or 9 year old come over to watch the colors change. And the parents may not be a believer, but they have to believe their children, you know, because they see more.
You know, and it's what's so amazing about it, besides how beautiful it is to watch that happening, is to feel the love energy and the peace and everything that just comes, flows right to you, right into your heart from her. And it's actually really profoundly healing, I find.
Yes. So your whole area, your living room or bedroom, wherever you are, or workshop or office, is now being charged and filled with this beautiful love energy. And one thing that happens is that when these high-frequency energies come in, entities don't want to hang around. And so they're doing like an entity clearing too, because they're like getting out of your space because they don't want to deal with this energy. So here we go. is almost done charging your water. So, okay, everybody can take a sip now and to see how your water tastes. And I'll get my bottle right now. Okay. So, are you still there, Don? How's your water? Have you did the water charging? Let's see if Don's able to be there. If not, I'll ask you, Sylvia, too.
Well, you know, I thought you were just bringing her energy in. I didn't know that we were supposed to be holding our glasses yet. So, I didn't
I was holding mine. So, we'll just start it again here. So, put your hands in the water. I already had it in my hand, so put the bottle of water in your hands, and she's starting to activate it now. You may feel your hands buzz.
Yeah, I feel mine
buzz. Electric. And I'm feeling my whole body become electric right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And are you still there, Don, or are you in the South 40?
I don't think he's with us anymore.
Okay. So here we go. Okay. Now you can take a sip of your water and see how it tastes.
Oh, that's so good.
So, for you newcomers, this is what we do each show. Give you some divine water to drink. It has light codes in it to help your body out through the ascension process. So, this is very good for your body, and you'll find that you probably can't get enough of it. So, and it goes down very easily.
Yes, and it's a beautiful complement to the healings that you receive because it continues to help you.
What we're going to do now is go to the light ship here. So if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring up, I'll do a couple more healings before we go up here. I'll do an emotional trauma healing. So we're going to go back from this point in time to your last birthday. So just kind of sit back and relax. Again, there's nothing for you to do. I'm just going to count backwards here, and we'll go back a few years for you to eliminate some of the stress. For those of you who've been online for maybe, you know, quite a while here, hearing each time that we come on, then you can look at it as going back maybe each day or something. So here we go. Tuning in to all of you right now. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And back one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, I'm yawning. Boy, somebody out there, some trouble happening there, some kind of energy. Couple years ago. Do that one again. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. And again, one more year back. Sixth clear, fifth clear. Boy, my throat chakra. Hang on. Wow, somebody has throat chakra problems. Here we go. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. Do that one again. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. So if you'd like, just look at your past here a little bit. Go back a few years and look at your traumas that you may have experienced. And they should feel very distant to you, like somebody else's movie. Like it really didn't happen to you, but you can see all the scenery involved, exactly what happened. And it allows you the space to live your life without having the torment and the past history of these traumas recycling in yourself. And I'll do another clearing here. I'll do a pain body clearing. So your pain body is what your body deals with. Each time you have physical pain, it stores it. So you may have a problem even at a younger age with pain, which may still be recycling in this body, which can bring you back into pain in this lifetime, or this actual time in your life. So, and it also works with psychic attacks of people too, and energies that are attempting to cord you, causing you physical pain. So here we go. Same process. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Boy, someone still has problems out there. I got to yawn again. So hang on a minute. How you doing, Sylvia?
I'm feeling a little bit of that myself.
Boy. So, whoever's out there who is dealing with troubles, they should call me so I can help them out. At least do an emotional clearing for you. So, we're going to do another clearing here. We'll do your feeling body. So, here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Boy, it's finally down to my throat chakra. Very interesting. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Gotta yawn again. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. We'll do a mental body. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. This is like deprogramming your home computer. So it's like defragmenting it, so getting all the erroneous patterns out of it, and it allows it to work easier and quickly, faster.
Ron, how about a sensory clearing?
A sensory body?
Yeah.
Sensory or sensory?
Sensory. The one
sensory,
that the feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is your sensory body. The sensory body is what people get overloaded quite easily with their senses. So this one here is a very nice clearing. This is what the females do. Almost all the healings are done by the male divine beings. So have them come in here to help us right now. Here they come. So again, just sit back and relax. So here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared. Have to yawn again. So here we go. Do that one over again here. Hang on a second here, everybody. Okay. So here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more time. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. So you should feel a little more at ease. Kind of look at your life right now and just see how you feel the last couple of years or so. And you should feel like your energy system is very relaxed right now. You may want to maybe go to sleep possibly. Your frustrations have left you. And this is the way you should normally be. I'm going to bring in a divine energy of peace. And this will be like the icing on the cake. So here it comes. So just sit back and relax. Like I said, nothing for you to do. It's all done for you. So we're going to bring in the energy of peace. This is the original blueprint for peace that was created on the light ship for us to enjoy. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So you can experience this here now. And I had some questions asked me during my conference here that I was at, and some people thought that the light ship that I talk about, the creation light ship, is like the Pleiades or the Arcturians or some other extraterrestrial race that are visiting us, and that's not correct. This is creation itself, and creation is what created these other beings. So this is the highest vibratory rate that you can go to, and this is the creation light ship, and it's there to do the ascension process. It's doing the universal shift throughout the whole universe that it created in light frequency. And this is what's happening now, is that we have the opportunity with our physical body to have the body live longer. We'll use the word everlasting life, to go to another dimension and to be able to experience a different realm, different dimension, with the same body that you have now in perfect perfection. If you happen to be missing maybe a finger or a leg or an arm or something, or maybe missing your pancreas or some very major part of your body internally, that will be replaced automatically according to your divine blueprint. So even if you're not completely whole with your physical parts, that will be added to you during the ascension process. But you have to be in your body to have this occur. Otherwise, your body will just dematerialize like the whole universe, and it won't be reformed again because it cannot hold light frequency. You won't have a spirit with it. So this is the advantage now, is to have your spirit unite with your body like it did when you were born. And you should be in your body anyway. There's people get kind of upset with me at times because they think, how can I tell them that they're not going to ascend without being in their body? And they kind of assume that it's my fault, in the sense that they're not in their body. They don't want to take responsibility. And you have to be responsible to be in your body all the time. So after all, you're here on this planet with your spirit to be in the body to experience the divine through the eyes of your physical life form. So definitely you want to be in your body. So here we go. We're going to go to the creation light ship, and this will not be activated for anyone that's listening to the archives. You can listen to what we're doing, but you will not be going to the light ship. The reason for this is that our spiritual integrity here from the Galactic Federation is, like I said probably earlier, it's only 35% in the light, 65% in the darkness, which means that they're not doing a very good job at what they're doing, and I don't want you to be abducted by some negative ET ship, by your conscious thoughts of your ego wanting to go up to the light ship, because they'll hear you and they'll mimic the light and take you up, and I don't want anybody to do that. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring with for healing, just think of them in your consciousness. And this will not work with, like, your uncle or parents. They have to be on the line listening to me live for this process to occur for them. But pets and animals are okay because they have a much more refined energetic system than what we have. They don't have as much judgment. And the judgment is what the problem is with us. So, and animals are very easy to heal compared to humans. So here we go. We're going up right now. You probably may have felt the energy shift in your room. And we're going up a white light tunnel, and we're there right now. We're up there out of time in the physical life form that we are. We're wearing our clothes. We look the exact same way as we do right now on the earth. And so we're taking up out of time, and we're there in their time right now. We're having a special body scan being done to us. And our pets and animals are now going to a special dedicated, you know, animal healing ship of light. And we're now going into the orientation room where we're selecting our doctor teams. And there's many light beings there, and we're able to communicate with them through mental telepathy. So again, just sit back and relax. If you have any physical concerns about healing, they can help you out with that. You can ask for healing, and the healing is going to work only as much as you're in your body, typically, and only as much as the work you've done on yourself with your emotional traumas. Remember, your emotional traumas caused your illness, and that's an earth-based energy. So you can be perfectly healed on the light ship and come down into this density, and if you haven't worked on your baggage, then the baggage is going to make askew the healing. and you could be a little bit better but not completely healed. So this is a definite thing which you have to work on yourself, is to get rid of your baggage. This is what I do for people on the clearings that I did previously. So we're now going into the procedure rooms. Right away we're going to rooms that deal with physical body pain. So if you have any physical body pain with you, just request healings. And we're going to bring in the energy of Archangel Michael right now into your living rooms. This is his first cause energy from creation, and not from the Federation, where the energy will be diluted. So here we go. This is the purest energy you can possibly get from Archangel Michael. So here he comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, just request your healings. And you might just kind of examine your body, kind of maybe take your thoughts and run through your body, see how it's feeling. It's also good to walk around during these healings sometimes, because your body might need some kind of adjustments down here, and then you can report back to the light ship how your body's feeling. So you might want to just get up and walk around, do some physical twist. If you have any bones popping or ankles popping or something, that's a very good sign, because that means that your muscles are loosening up from tension, stress, and trauma. So you're going through a healing process. We'll bring in another divine energy for us to experience here. We'll bring in the energy of Saint Germain. So here he comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And on the light ship, we're going into a room. And this is a room where they have the Merkaba or Merkaba energy. It's very beautiful. And they're doing this into each chakra right now. Little Merkabas are forming throughout your whole chakra system, your energetic system. You cell of your body now is integrated with this beautiful Star of David. And it's spinning. And we'll just allow them to do their work on us here. We're in many rooms at one time, so what you can also do is request healing. I see them working on knees right now and ankles and toes. Just doing a scan in here of the different people that are being worked on. Like somebody has a headache, so that'll probably be eliminated, we hope. So I see somebody with a neck problem. I'm seeing somebody with a left elbow problem. Looks like they have some type of tension going up their back of their left arm, looks like, up to their shoulder. I see them working on bladders. Like somebody is requesting prostate work done. So there are many, many things to us, but I can only see one room at one time. I see somebody who looks like they're probably a little bit overweight and they'd like to have some of their weight released, but they don't always do that, but they can maybe speed up your metabolism somewhat, so request that. I see somebody with dental problems, teeth problems, so again, request healing. They can work with your jaws and reposition your teeth a little bit so that you have the proper bite. Seeing someone who looks like they used to be a smoker and they're working on their lungs right now. So if you happen to be coughing a little bit, that's probably you. I see another person where they're working on their forehead. Apparently it looks like they had headaches on the front part of their head, maybe above the eyes a little bit. I'm seeing someone else on the light ship who looks like they knocked out their right hip. Looks like they have a problem with their right hip socket or something, or a pinched nerve, something like that. So they're working on that. And again, remember, they only work on you as much as you want them to do. If for you, a 10% healing is good, they'll stop at 10%. Remember, some of us are programmed that we have to experience our karma. So then you have to actually regurgitate and figure out why you have a problem that you have. Well, the light shed doesn't care what your problem is. They'll fix you. But through our religious teachings, they kind of indicate that it's best to find out why you have something. So that's up to you if you choose to go through that process. Everything is okay with the light shed because it's your creation. And they always see you as perfect. So whether or not you have an illness or not, you're perfect. And it's up to you to change your perfection to some other perfection. So the state of your perfection is dependent upon how you wish to be in perfection. So we're going into another location. And I see them working on sinuses. So again, request healing there if you like. I see them working on eyes and ears right now. And I see them also working on our toes. You might want to wiggle your toes a little bit, see if the tension leaves them. We're in a special chamber right now in a different location. This is like a round silver cylinder. It's about 4 foot in width, about 8 foot tall, and there's a bunch of bubbles in the solution, kind of like being in a glass of Alka-Seltzer. And we're in this right now. This is going to help to provide oxygen through our skin and to help us out through detoxifying our body. So we're in this right now. We're bringing another divine energy for us to experience. We're bringing the energy of Jesus. This is his first cause energy from the creation light shift. And here he comes into your living room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And since we're there right now, let's go into the room that Jesus was created in, his spirit. So we're going to go to a whole different part of the creation light shift, and we'll visit his special room. So we're going to this location right now, and a door is opening. And across from us is the spirit of Jesus. Very, very beautiful. I see a lot of golden light, white light and golden light. And we're walking into the room, and we're closing the door behind us to keep this room sacred. And you can now ask Jesus for healing in this special room that was he was created in. This is his true divine spirit. This is very nice, very comforting. I feel a lot of compassion in this room here. And how do you feel the room to be, Sylvia?
It's very beautiful and very, like you said, compassionate, gentle, peaceful. I just feel very loved in this room.
Yes, it's very, very nice. So, again, ask for your healing because it's a light ship needs you to do this because, remember, they always see you as perfect. The light ship only works in the now. Everything else is illusion and projection of thought. So they only work with you in the now. And we're now going into another location. And we're going to go into where they have the beautiful swimming pools. These pools have a liquid light energy water. They're silver and sparkle like diamonds. It's just very, very beautiful. I hope we have some seers online who can see this here. And we're now going into the beautiful water, and we're swimming. And coming toward us are the light being whale doctors to do their healing work with us. And it looks like also the dolphins are going to join the whales, so we'll have quite a bit of energy right now coming to us. So again, just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do but request your healing. So just do this right now. And we'll bring in these beautiful energies down here for us to experience. We'll bring in the whale energy. And we'll bring in the energy of the dolphins. So here they come. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. There we go. And I had someone else ask me a question about why on the Lightship they have physical forms that we have on 3D here. And they have much more than that up there, but what they will allow us to actually see will be the 3D life forms, because we understand those. And so these beings are going to go to some other dimension and take on this life form of 3D. Remember, all dimensions have life on it, even though you may not be able to see it from 3D. But if you were on 5D, you would see 5D just like you saw 3D. And so these beings will be changing their frequencies and going into whatever they choose to go to after the universal shift. So they're being cross-trained, in a sense, to be doctors. This is what their sole purpose was. Their spirit's purpose was to be doctors, so they're having a great experience working with us now. And we'll go into one other room before we come back and leave the beautiful BBS radio broadcast here. So we're going to go into a room, and we're going to go into a room where they can enhance our immune system. So here we go. We're going into this room. It's kind of beautiful, a lot of light shining down around us and through us, and there's spirals of light. Remember, the Lightship only uses light language, and that's how it creates in. So we're in this room now, and if you have any concerns about your immune system, just request it now. And we're going also into another room where they can work with different types of bacterias and viruses, etc., parasites. So we're in this room right now, so also request healing. Remember, we're out of time, and the time that we're in here, our time, is very different to what you are in the Lightship. So, okay, they're about ready to bring us back here. So we're going into the orientation room again. This is where we selected our doctor teams, and now we're giving thanks for them working with us. And we're going into the next room, and they're going to spray us with some beautiful golden, like fairy dust. So we'll just allow them to do that. You're going to have a gold coating around you. It's very beautiful. And so now we're going into the transporter room, and we're being greeted by our pets and animals that came up with us. And now they're putting this special cocoon of conscious healing energy around us for further healing if we need it. We'll be here for 5 days, so definitely request your healings if you'd like to do so. Remember, the light only works in the now, so each time you ask, that's their now. When you think again, you're not in the now any longer, and they may have forgot about you, so you have to ask over again. So they don't continuously work with you, because what they did in that now period is now corrected and fixed. So if you want more of a healing, then you have to keep requesting it. So they're putting around us again this cocoon energy, which we can activate and ask for healings with just by talking to yourself. We'll say, asking the cocoon around you to do some more healing work on you. We have a beautiful white light tunnel around us, and we're ready to come back right now. And we're leaving, and now we're here. Okay, so I'd like to thank everybody for being with us. My phone number is listed on the website there. If you wish to contact me, you can go to my actual website. It's creationlightship.com and read about my mission and what I'm helping you do here. I have a list of services there if you want to read that. And these clearings that I do are $5 for each year of your life. They're a one-time clearing. Very, very reasonable. You probably spent 10 to maybe 50 times that on books, and this clearing does it one time as far as the energy work that's being done to you. It's a permanent clearing. And I do healing sessions for $20 for a one-hour session. Those are Mondays and Fridays, so I'll see if Sylvia would like to say anything here. Are you still there, Sylvia, or are you kind of floating off with all this love energy and peace?
Yes, I'm
Well, kind of both. But yes, I'm here, and I just wanted to say thank you for a wonderful healing session this evening, and much love to you and all of our listeners. And, you know, this hour of healing flies by so fast. It's like we just started, and all of a sudden it's over. So I think there were things I was hoping we'd be able to talk about tonight. We'll just have to take those up tomorrow. So we hope that you come back with us tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. Pacific time, and have another beautiful healing session. And thank you so much for being with us.
Okay, so same here, and we may see you tomorrow, and if not, have a wonderful time. I'm a little tired. It's 1:30 right now in New York, where I am, and I'll also be going to Florida a week from this weekend to the New Life Expo, and the following week I'll be going to the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo in, can't think what it's called now, it's about 40 miles north of Fort Lauderdale. And then the following week, I'll be in San Francisco at the New Living Expo. So if you'd like to come by and see me, I'd just love to see all of you. So anyway, blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Goodbye.
Good night, everyone.